Of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:49 p.m. It's Monday, February 3rd, 2020. Before we begin, I want to thank Jordan May, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Madison Truitt from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Ledoux, Representative Drummond, Representative Shaw, my vice chair, Representative Kopp, and myself, Representative Clayman. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I would also note the presence in the committee room of Senator Reinbold. Welcome back to the House, or welcome from the other body to the other body. Our first and only business of the day is a confirmation hearing. The speaker referred the following appointments made by Chief Justice Bolger to the Judiciary Committee, and these are appointments to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. We have three people in front of us for consideration: Deborah Fancher, a public member; Joyce Anderson, a public member; and Lee Holmes, a public member. Members have received resumes for each appointment and Chief Justice Bolger's letter. All appointees were invited to testify, and we will now open for public testimony. And as to the appointees, because you're on the phone, please make sure you're not on a speakerphone, as the sound quality is not clear and it's often difficult to hear what you're saying. I will take you one at a time. Ms. Fanschler, if you are online, please state your name for the record, and you may proceed with your testimony.
I don't really have any testimony and wasn't prepared for any, but if anyone has any questions for me, I would be happy to answer them.
I'll ask one which may be on behalf of everyone, but can you just tell us a little bit about why you would like to serve on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics?
Well, I was appointed 3 years ago, and I in some ways feel like I was the one that wasn't smart enough to step backward when everyone else stepped forward. I'm a retired teacher. I have enjoyed the opportunity to work in legislative ethics. It certainly has stretched my abilities, but I guess the reason that I would like to continue serving is because I think that the first 3 years, the learning curve was certainly steep, and I would like to continue this forward just as a form of public service.
Thank you, and I would note for the committee that Ms. Fancher is a reappointment, and if it wasn't apparent from the fact that she's already served. I'd also recognize that Representative Eastman has joined us. I'm going to go ahead and see if any of the committee members have any questions for Ms. Fancher. Hearing and seeing none, thank you for your testimony. If you can stay on the phone, if a question comes up, we will come back and ask you if that should come up. Next, I have Ms. Anderson. Ms. Anderson, are you on the phone?
Yes, my name is Joyce Anderson, and I am also asking for reappointment, or actually the Chief Justice has submitted my name for reappointment. The reason I want to serve on the committee is...
And just tell me how many terms you've served already.
I have served one term.
Okay. Go ahead then, please.
Okay. My previous position was the administrator for the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, and I started in 2001 and retired in 2015. So I have 14 years of background working with the Ethics Committee, so I felt that my experience would provide some insight into the committee members themselves. So I was asked if I wanted to consider being appointed to the Ethics Committee, which I did, and now I had asked for a reappointment as well. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any further questions for Ms. Anderson? Hearing and seeing none, thank you. Again, please stay on the line while we take up Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes, are you online?
Yes, this is Lee Holmes, and I, like Deb and Joyce, have served one term on the Ethics Committee and was reappointed by Chief Justice Bolger. And I do believe that people in the state need to give back to their community, and so I've been on several committees and such through the years, and you know, a lot on the municipal side and a lot on the technical and charity sides. And this was my first chance to give back at the state level other than volunteering to rewrite codes for the state. So I've enjoyed working with everybody down there and the representatives and senators we work with, and just like the opportunity to continue doing the same work for another 3 years. So that's about it.
Thank you very much. For my own edification, I'm looking at your CV, and you have a whole bunch of initials after your name. I know PE is an engineer, but what's a CXA, a CCS, a BXXP, a CEM, an EMP, a EBCP, and a DGCP?
Well, starts off with commissioning authority, and then because of all the differing variations, there's building commissioning professional by the ASHRAE, and then there's certified energy manager, certified energy auditor, energy management professional, certified construction specifier, and there's probably a few others that I forget, but they're just technical certifications you need for applying for certain, let's say, government jobs that like to have a lot of paperwork.
All right. Well, I just, it's such a long string, I was impressed. Any other questions from the committee? Representative Shaw.
If I could, I'd like to make a comment to Ms. Anderson, if I could, please.
Go ahead, Representative.
Ms. Anderson, my name's Laddie Shaw. I see that you were a Charter Commission member of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. So more likely than not, you came across one of my old Navy SEAL teammates back in the day, Jesse Ventura.
Yes, I actually lived in the suburb that he lived in, and I was on the Charter Commission when he was the mayor of the city. So, yes, I did have interaction with him.
I just want to highlight how small a community we are in America. Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Are there any questions for any of the three nominees? That would bring us to final comments. Is there anyone on the committee that would like to make comments or say anything about Representative Ledoux?
I'd just like to thank all three of the applicants for their service, and that's all I've got to say.
Representative Kopp.
To support Representative Ledoux's remarks, I wrestled in high school with Deb Venture's brother. He was an amazing wrestler, and Deb is an amazing person. Just her professional work experience in the field of science and her affiliations just brings a lot of great critical thinking to the board, and appreciate her last 3 years. I would say the same about Joyce Anderson. Her service to the legislature has been very distinguished, and I really appreciate you being willing to do it again. And Mr. Holmes, the same for you, sir. Thanks for the professionalism that you bring to the committee, and the three of you for being willing to step up for another go-around. We do appreciate it, that it's a significant investment of your time. Thank you.
I don't see anyone else on the committee with comments. I will just note as chair that I'm always encouraged, despite people who say, why would anyone be in public service? It's always nice to see people who sign up for another round. It's an indication that not only are you finding interesting, but you see the value you provide to the community. So with that, Representative Kopp.
Yes, Mr. Chair. In accordance with Alaska Statute 24.60.130, the Judiciary Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the following Chief Justice's appointees and recommends that the following names be forwarded to the House for ratification: Deborah Fancher, Joyce M. Anderson, and Lee F. Holmes to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of ratification.
Thank you, Representative Kopp. The names will be forwarded to the joint session after we adjourn, and please stay behind to sign the confirmation committee reports. I would note for the three applicants, I think history is we probably won't take up confirmations until fairly late in the session, but it's not for our lack of support for what you're doing. So with that, we will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Wednesday, February 5th at 1:45 p.m. On Wednesday, we will take up H. Chair 15, Constitutional Amendment, Votes Needed for Veto Override, sponsored by Representative Christ Tompkins, and House Bill 133, Juveniles, Justice, Facilities, and Treatment, sponsored by Representative Sponholz. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:59 p.m.